Hello and welcome to the Smart Witch Podcast. And this episode is coming to you live from my backyard, which is absolutely gorgeous right now. I feel like you can probably hear the birds are singing. It's a beautiful day. And I just wanted to chat with you about tapping today. And the reason that I wanted to talk about tapping today, or EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, is because I was inspired the other day when I was watching the Today Show, which is something that I do pretty much every morning. And they did a special on a couple of different alternative healing techniques, which I thought was really cool and really well done. And it was so much fun to see something like that in such a mainstream news morning show outlet. And one of the things that they talked about, in addition to singing bowls and essential oils and aromatherapy, was tapping. And this is something that didn't especially surprise me, because tapping, or EFT, is something that I would say is rapidly growing in popularity, and particularly within the metaphysical community and the witchcraft community. But also, I would say it's become pretty mainstream. A lot of psychologists are talking about the power of tapping and EFT, and it's definitely just something that's becoming right up there, again, with aromatherapy, even tools like tarot and astrology. For the modern witch, we're really all collectively starting to realize how cool of a tool this really is. However, when I was watching the Today Show, I was a little bit disappointed, because obviously it's a time segment and so they can only go so deep, but I felt like they didn't really do tapping the full justice. They didn't really talk about how cathartic of a tool it really can be, and they didn't really go into how to use it in conjunction with other tools. So anyway, I was just feeling really inspired after watching that Today Show segment, and I wanted to kind of chat with you a little bit about what tapping is, if you aren't familiar. And I also want to talk about how this is really an applicable tool, much like the other tools we discuss here on the podcast, that is already available and accessible to you, that you can start using in real time to tackle your problems as they arise. So first, I want to talk about literally the what's what of tapping, because especially even if you're kind of an advanced witch or spiritual person and you're involved in the space and have been involved in the space for a long time, you might not really know what tapping is. And even I only really discovered this modality about 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm relatively new to it myself. But I do just sort of want to talk about kind of literally what it is. If you're not familiar, it's hard to talk about without showing video footage, but basically it's a form of acupressure. And like a lot of the healing modalities that we talk about on the podcast, it's rooted in ancient Chinese Eastern philosophy. And basically, tapping, or EFT, assumes that the body is comprised of these energetic pathways called meridians. And meridians are basically like the vascular, veiny portion of the energy body. So a lot of you are probably already familiar with chakras, which are these little energy systems. They're almost like the organs of the energy body. There's 7 main ones, but the body is actually covered in chakras. And if the chakras are the organs, then as I said, the meridians are kind of like the vascular system of the aura. And so these little energetic pathways connect the chakras, and they hold our emotional tension, our emotional trauma. Energetic information passes through these energetic pathways. And so basically, a big part of a lot of Eastern philosophy is that there's no such thing as good or bad energy as much as just blocked or stagnant energy. And so a lot of the emotional and mental anguish and dysfunction that we experience is not because we're under some sort of bad energy spell, as much as it's just that energy, which is essentially neutral, is blocked in our body somehow. It's not moving the way that it should. And so that's why tapping is such a powerful tool, because it literally helps us sort of tease apart and therefore unstagnate, I don't think that's a word, but I just made it a word, the energy that we may be feeling in our body at the time and in real time. But anyway, I do want to return to just the practical, what is tapping and how do you do it? So again, tapping is a form of acupressure rooted in this Eastern understanding of the human body as comprising this very complex energy body from which all dis-ease and ease stems. And when we take care of that energy body, again, everything else just sort of falls into line. And so the practice of tapping is a form of acupressure, which if you're familiar with acupuncture, which is the needle thing, it's, again, just a similar concept. They both work with this idea of the meridians as a really powerful and untapped resource of the body that holds a lot of dysfunction. And if we work with the meridians to basically release any blockages of energy, it can solve a lot of our problems and clear up a lot of tension. And so acupressure is different from acupuncture in that rather than using these needles to stimulate the meridians and to stimulate that flow of energy, we're literally just using basic pressure, very light pressure, tapping, literally tapping. And so tapping comprises of literally tapping with your fingers on these particular points of your body. And if you watch tapping videos online, you'll notice that a lot of different tapping practitioners work with different points. It's not always exactly the same, but the points that I work with primarily are, first of all, the karate chop point, which is literally the side of your hand, like the fleshy karate chop side of your hand. And typically when I tap, especially if I'm tapping on an existing problem, something that's really weighing on me, something that might really be stressing me out, I really use that fleshy side of my hand as I'm talking about the issue to sort of bring the emotions to the surface. Because when I do that, I'm able to really get to the bottom of it. I'm able to, like I said, just tease it apart a little bit better. And I'm able to really kind of open the wound so that I can go in there and really get to the heart of the matter and figure out what's really bothering me. So the karate chop point is really important. But then the tapping points, other than that, the ones that I use are the top of the head, above the eyebrow, the temples, just under the eye, like just where you would apply your eye creams, and then above the lip, and then right under the lip, like right above your chin area, and then right under the collarbone, and then finally just like right under your armpit where your bra strap would be. And that's the tapping points that I use when I do a tapping session. And so that's what tapping is. Again, literally, it's just a matter of physically tapping on these particular points of the body and saying, ideally, affirmations or talking to yourself about the problem as you do that. And I also want to talk too about the importance of using a mirror with tapping, because for me, I always tap in front of a mirror, and I really never tap not in front of a mirror, not that that's not still a powerful practice, but when you tap in front of a mirror while you're looking at yourself, it is so powerful. Mirror work is honestly its own thing. We could talk about that in a whole other podcast episode, but when you practice EFT in front of a mirror while looking at yourself, the transformation is so much more powerful. You're literally being your own witness as you excavate and untease all of these beliefs or pain that you may have. And so I do recommend tapping in front of a mirror. Otherwise, there's really nothing that you need in terms of physical tools. That's what's so amazing about tapping. It's something that's free. It's something that is easy to do. It's something that doesn't require you to know anybody in particular or have any connections, or, you know, it doesn't require a professional, although there are EFT practitioners that are professionals. There are certification courses for it now. So certainly there are professionals that you can work with if you ever want to get much deeper into this, or if you're really trying to tease apart something that's pretty traumatic and pretty deeply rooted in your psyche and something that's really painful where you just don't want to go it alone. And obviously that's not something I would recommend if you're someone that has really deep trauma. I wouldn't recommend trying to tackle something like that on your own. And that's where the professionals do come in. And obviously, it's worth noting too that EFT is not a substitution for any other mental health counseling or practices that you may be, you know, working with as well. It's not a sub for those, as much as it can be a really effective complement. And again, it's just so cool because you can do it on your own. It doesn't need to take very long, although, you know, ideally, like meditation or any other solo practices you may have, it's ideal if you don't have a time limit. Ideally, you are in private. And it's something that you may feel a little silly doing as you do it, especially for the first couple of times. But in my opinion, it's just so worth giving it a try, even if it doesn't necessarily work for you the first time. It's something that does take practice. And actually, that's something I want to talk about too. One of the questions I got when I decided I was going to do this episode, I received a question that was concerned about negative side effects of EFT, or like, can I do it wrong? And if I do it wrong, what happens? And I think that's a really good question, and it's a valid concern, especially considering that it is a practice that's done solo, so you want to make sure you're doing it correctly. But the good news is there's really no wrong way to do it. Worst case scenario, you just wouldn't really feel a shift, and that's because you didn't really get into the heart of the issue as effectively. You didn't really feel aligned to the tapping, and honestly, that is something that has happened to me before. Sometimes when because I tap almost every single day, but if I don't necessarily have a particular set of affirmations that I want to tap in or a particular problem that I'm tapping on at the moment, then I may just find a recording on YouTube and tap along with it. And if it doesn't resonate, if I find that the person that recorded the tapping was either too general or maybe they actually got too specific about something that was unique to their situation but didn't really resonate for me, I find that I don't really feel the shift. I don't really feel anything different. And again, you know, maybe it's a little discouraging. You wasted a couple minutes, but it's certainly not the end of the world. And again, that just means that it didn't really resonate and you needed to go maybe a little bit deeper or to get more specific. Or maybe that it's just not time right now for you to do that tapping, because sometimes shit's too fresh to throw our tools at the problem, you know, and that's legit too. And I talk about that a lot with tarot as well, that not everything is a question for the tarot. And sometimes you're not ready to bring a question to the tarot. And, you know, I think the old piece of wisdom, don't ask a question if you don't want to know the answer, is very wise when it comes to any sort of these healing modalities that we may employ. And it's true that sometimes we don't necessarily need to clear it out as much as we need to tend to the heart. So tapping is something that isn't always necessarily something to turn to if really the matter is just an emotional one where you just need to care for your heart, and then you can tap when you're ready to actually heal. Because tapping, other than hypnosis, I'm not really aware of any practice that can literally allow you to excavate a belief from your body. So literally you have this belief that may be limiting you in ways that you're not even aware of. Maybe, for example, you have the belief that money causes problems. And so you wonder why you either seem to not be able to generate abundance with ease, or you have no problem getting the abundance, but you just seem to spend it because you don't feel worthy. So you seem to sabotage yourself. Well, this belief that money causes problems, or that people don't like you if you're too abundant, or that the more money you have, the more problems you have. These are all kind of very common, different, slightly different beliefs that we hold about prosperity that can absolutely block it from us. Because if you're a witch and you're listening, or you're a magical person, which I assume that you are if you're here, you know that we literally create our reality with our beliefs. And that's essentially what this podcast is founded upon, even if you're not necessarily a practicing witch or a Wiccan. I really just invite everyone here to this podcast, and I think it's for everyone that essentially just believes that they live in an empowered way, and that we really do create, like, we're in the driver's seat. We're not just sort of walking through life as these things are happening to us. And of course, that's not to say that shit doesn't happen that we have no control over. Of course, that does happen. But I do believe that we create our immediate environment in the sense that we choose the people that we surround ourselves with. We choose our job. We choose our home and the way that our home is decorated. We choose the way that we dress. And I really do believe that at the deepest level. And so the powerful thing about tapping is that sometimes we have subconscious beliefs that are kind of running the show, and we might not even be aware of it. We might consciously want prosperity, or consciously want a loving relationship, or consciously want even good health, but we may have a subconscious belief that tells us that we get attention when we're not feeling well. Or we may have a subconscious belief that says all people of the sex we're attracted to are only going to hurt us in the end anyway, so there's no point. So it's really important, obviously, and again, like with tarot, like with astrology, it's really important to approach tapping with a strong sense of self-awareness, because, again, I would say that something that can lead to a tapping session not really resonating, and much in the same way that it can squelch a tarot reading or a tarot interpretation. If you're not self-aware, and if you don't really understand what's going on, you only know what you know, right? Like, you don't know what you don't know. And so that's where tapping really is a powerful practice in conjunction with practices like journaling and practices like just meditation, anything that really cultivates a strong relationship with self. It's actually a great practice, by the way, to use in conjunction with tarot and astrology, especially if you pull, you know, tarot cards on a particular subject, or even if you just pull your tarot card for the day, you can then create a tapping session for yourself related to the themes of that tarot card, which is a really fun practice. Now, I want to return briefly just to that Today Show segment, because when they did that episode, and by the way, I'm sure you can look this up if you have Spectrum or whatever your cable service is, you should be able to access this episode, or I think the Today Show streams on Peacock, and it's a really, really short segment. We're getting much deeper into the practice of tapping here, but the one thing that I do want to say is, while the segment was effective at talking about what it is, what it does, and showing you the points, they didn't really talk about the actual practice of using tapping in conjunction with affirmations or positive psychology or just chatting to yourself as you're tapping. They just said, tap on these points for 10 minutes a day and you'll feel less anxiety. And that is true, that the points alone, without any work mentally from your end, the tapping on the physical points is extremely powerful and meditative. But really, what makes tapping a truly transformational cathartic practice that literally allows you to go in and remove beliefs that you no longer want because they no longer serve you, that's not going to happen from just tapping on the points and not engaging with the practice at all. So when I tap, and I do want to advise this, I usually either will recite affirmations. So that's usually more of a morning practice. If you wake up in the morning, you're kind of at an energetic blank slate, or maybe you are even a little cranky. Maybe you didn't sleep well the night before. I like to do a tapping session in the morning that's just essentially positive and sets me up for the day, because really affirmations are powerful. But when you use them alone, sometimes they are a little bit ineffective, in my opinion. So, you know, don't get me wrong, it's fun to like tell myself that I'm a bad bitch as I'm putting on my mascara in the morning, but sometimes it just doesn't really resonate. Like, if you tell yourself, I am prosperous, and you're saying that over and over till you're blue in the face, but you have no money in your bank account, it almost actually has the reverse effect and can be really frustrating because you're saying something that just doesn't resonate. But the beautiful thing about tapping is, first of all, when it comes to affirmations, I would never recommend saying something that radically doesn't resonate, and it is important to start where you realistically are and reach for the next best feeling thought rather than like reaching for the end goal, which is just so far at the time that you may be reciting the affirmation. But in the morning, like, that is such a powerful time when we just wake up, because it is such an energetic blank slate moment that we decide every morning who we are. We decide every morning how we want to show up to the day. And really, who we are is nothing more than a collection of beliefs that we hold about ourselves, right? We believe what's possible for us. We believe how we are or are not able to influence others and our environment. And so when we wake up in the morning and we tell ourselves that we're getting more and more confident every single day, that we're getting stronger every single day, that we are magnetic and people like to be around us, when we tap these beliefs in, it's so much more powerful, even than just saying it in front of a mirror, which can be a powerful practice. But when you incorporate these meridian points, it just supercharges the affirmation that much more. So that's a really powerful way to use tapping, to literally just like say affirmations that you would say in the morning, but while tapping and looking at yourself in the mirror. But as I said at the beginning of the episode, you can also use tapping in real time to solve an existing quandary. And this is a really powerful practice. Now, again, I want to say that we don't always necessarily want to jump to tapping. There may be just some heart healing that needs to happen. And tapping is really effective in conjunction with other practices like tarot and astrology and meditation and journaling. So we want to do all of that as well. We want to assess which tool is needed. But if you're having a mental problem, if you're having kind of a practical, like logical problem, tapping is so powerful at helping you figure out what's going on and teasing that apart. If you are having an emotional problem, tapping is so powerful as well. And it can really help you to unpack very old trauma, very old belief systems that are still running your life in ways that you weren't even consciously aware of. And it just does it quickly. Like, it's really kind of amazing. So I really do recommend tapping, obviously, as a practice. And I think it's a really powerful tool, really unlike any other, which is what makes it so unique. And it's so fantastic that there's so many resources online. So if you are just fascinated by what I'm saying, but you're still feeling a little bit confused about the actual ins and outs and how to do it, then there are a lot of people on YouTube that do free tapping sessions. And honestly, there's already tapping sessions for every problem under the sun that's human. So there's anti-anxiety tappings on YouTube. There's illness relief tappings on YouTube. There's heart healing tappings on YouTube. So anything, like I said, that's kind of universal, you can already find a pre-recorded tapping session on it online for free, which is really cool. But as you get more comfortable with tapping as a practice, and as you maybe feel less silly as you're doing it, and as you start to understand really how it works, I really do want to encourage you to write your own affirmations and to write your own tapping scripts. Or honestly, to just go free flow in the moment, because that's really, really powerful too. And so I do both still, not to say that it's better if it's organically from you, because sometimes, like I said, you don't know what you don't know. And so it's really nice that you can work with people without even directly being in the room with them or having to spend any money to help you enrich your tapping practice or get you started, or, you know, just to tap along with them if you feel like you can sort of sense that the issue is anxiety related, but you haven't yet really uncovered what's going on deep in your heart. So then you can just do a generic anti-anxiety tapping. And while that may not completely clear the issue, it may bring something else up while you're doing the tapping. So I definitely recommend, as just a place to start, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, going to YouTube and checking out one of the free videos. I really like to tap with Brad Yates, who's just like daddy vibes. It's really nice. He's like this super cool, comforting older gentleman. And I also really like to tap with Gala Darling, who's not necessarily for everyone, but I absolutely love her. I think she's fabulous. I actually did a tapping session with her a while ago that I had paid for through Zoom. That was really, really powerful. And I was going through something hard and felt like I needed to call in the big guns and didn't want to tackle it myself. She really is the real deal. So those are the two tapping practitioners that have an abundance of free videos on YouTube that you can turn to. But really, there's tons and tons and tons. So I would actually recommend just searching based on your topic that you want to tap on, whether it's a problem or whether there's no problem at all and you just want to tap in some really positive affirmations to have your best day. And that's what's fun too. Like, you can literally tap on anything. You can tap on just, I want to generate prosperity today. I want to, you know, have a flirtation today with the universe. Like, you can literally get fun with it, get playful with it. And tapping literally is a spell, which is why I'm trying to spread the gospel, especially to other witches and people that are in the metaphysical community, because literally your words are wands. And when we tap, we are just literally conducting a spell without raising a circle. It's kind of amazing. And I love that it really does combine, like, kind of a very practical psychological perspective with some ancient Eastern healing. And also, you know, tapping is, you could think of it as a spell, but you can also kind of think of it as a prayer, especially if you're tapping on something really emotional and really close to the heart. A lot of times it does feel like you're calling on something higher than yourself, which is really moving and very spiritual. So tapping is just a really cool practice. I really recommend it. It's changed my life completely. It's allowed me to create things in my life that I wouldn't have been able to not only magnetize, but sustain. And so it's a practice that's life-changing. That's really all there is to it. And again, it's free, so why not give it a try? And if you have any questions on tapping, please feel free to send me an email. I would love to help you with your tapping practice if I can. And again, there's lots of other people online that you can watch their videos to get some inspiration or an example. And I want to say too that this is not just some woo-woo bullshit. Like, even if you're listening to this episode and you're like, okay, like, I'm kind of interested, I guess, but I'm just still not really buying that tapping on my face is going to change anything in my life. And I would say, fair, first of all. But I would also say, isn't it worth just being willing to try something new, even if it may not work? And also, there's a lot of really cool videos on YouTube referring to studies that have been done with soldiers who were struggling with PTSD. And EFT has been a really powerful practice at overcoming that. So there's so much to it. I think there's more that we'll continue to learn over the next couple years as the practice becomes more mainstream. But I really just felt moved to spread the gospel today and talk about how EFT has changed my life and what a powerful practice that it really is, and more importantly, how to do it, because as much as I do love that it's becoming so mainstream that it's on a very public, you know, morning show, I don't think that they did the best job at really talking about how it can change your life and how to use it in conjunction, as I said, with some of the other tools that we're already familiar with. So I hope this episode was inspiring and helpful. And please give me a shout, like I said, if you have any questions on this particular topic, or if you have ideas or questions for future podcast episodes. I think you know I'm very receptive to that. So my email is thesmartwitchpodcast@gmail.com. I check it pretty frequently. And even if I can't necessarily answer your question directly, I can probably recommend someone else that I think would be better fit than myself to assist you. But I'm pretty good about responding to my email, so you should hear back from me within a couple days. And I also just want to say that if you want to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, I knew there was one more thing, or it's actually a bi-weekly newsletter now. I send a newsletter out every new and full moon, which is kind of a fun thing. I talk about the astrology for the following two-week time period. I pull a tarot card for that lunation and talk about that in the context of the moment's astrology. Sometimes I'll publish little rituals or journal prompts, and sometimes I'll publish my personal gratitude lists. It's just kind of a fun little twice monthly check-in with me. And you can now opt to become a paying subscriber, which is not required, but it is kind of fun. And then you do unlock one additional bonus email every month that will come just to the paying subscribers, which is kind of fun. It usually is like a spell or ritual or just whatever's on my mind at the moment, magically speaking. It's just kind of a cool way to stay in touch and to also give back and to support my writing and everything else that I'm doing in the space, which I, of course, appreciate. But yeah, so I will post the link to subscribe to the newsletter and also to for my email in the description of this episode. But I want to say thank you again for being here. And Well, if you're in the southern hemisphere, yes, but the summer solstice is quickly approaching, so I'm really excited for that, and I hope you are too. And if I don't speak to you before then, I hope you have a fantastic Letha and enjoy the beautiful weather, and I will talk to you again very soon.